welcome to this week's lesson, and we're going to talk about cravings. And I say that because there's two sides to it. There is eliminating bad cravings, but that's not enough. Okay? And it's a big mistake people make, is they try and focus on what they're going to stop eating, but then what happens is it creates a vacuum. Okay? Because you got to eat something, and what we want to do is we want to eliminate bad cravings and replace them with good cravings. Okay? Cravings that are going to naturally give you the body you want. Right? So you can hear me mention that a lot. You hear me say automatically, naturally, right, without having to think about it. Because that's what you're ultimately striving for, is to have the cravings and the desire and the thoughts and the thinking that gives you the body you want, so it happens on autopilot. Okay? Remember, our weight is an autopilot type thing. For most people, if they haven't been dieting, their weight usually hovers, you know, around the same weight, plus or minus 5 pounds, right, on average, unless they intentionally, you know, aim to change it. So we are like a thermostat in a sense, okay? And the cravings that we have are a big part of this thermostat, you know, and keeping it maintained. So the first thing to do to get rid of bad cravings, I'm going to share a few different ways. And the most important thing is that you are experimenting. It's always experimentation. It's not saying, okay, well, this is the technique that I learned. I'm going to use it. It didn't work, okay? It's not that. You're trying lots of different things, and each time you try something new, you learn a little bit more, right? You get a little bit more feedback. Remember that saying, there's no failure, there's only feedback, okay? And so when you're working on eliminating bad cravings and increasing good cravings, it's the same thing here. We're constantly working with it until we get it the way we want it to be, all right? So to get rid of bad cravings, the one that I like the most is to think about the cravings that are most responsible for sabotaging your success. Right? The cravings that keep the extra weight on your body. Maybe it's for ice cream. Maybe it's for snacking at night. Maybe it's eating too much at dinner. What cravings or what for what foods are really making it hard for you to get the results you want? Okay? And you want to isolate it. Because you can go through this process multiple times, but it'll be easier and it'll be more effective when you pick one specific thing. Okay? One specific time. The more specific you get, the more powerful this becomes. So what we want to do now is let's prepare for it. The technique I like to use, and I'm only using this as an example, I want you to tweak it to what works for you, is the pain, okay? We want to use pain. We want to tap into pain that we have experienced that is because of our weight and the fat and all the other stuff, and we want to go into that pain. Remember, we want that sharp pain. Then what we want to do is we want to attach that pain to that food or that behavior that's sabotaging us. Okay? So the first thing you do is close your eyes, and I want you to remember a time that was extremely painful that had to do with your weight. Maybe you overheard someone making a comment about you. Maybe you saw someone look at you a certain way. Maybe you went into a store and tried some clothes on, and they didn't fit, and you saw yourself in those mirrors, and you just felt horrible. Maybe you stepped on a scale, and you couldn't believe it. Maybe you saw yourself in a picture. Okay? Let's face it, right? We're overweight. You have these moments. We don't want to run away from them. We want to use them intentionally, okay? Because there's a lot of power in that pain. And if you use it in a structured way, you're going to be amazed at how it shifts things around a bit, okay? But the first step is identifying those very, very painful times. The more painful, the better. I know that doesn't sound like that makes sense, but I promise you. So think of a painful time, something that's painful that has to do with your weight. Okay, something that really hurts when you think about it. Now what I want you to do is I want you to go deeper into that pain. Remember what happened. Right? If you saw something, what did you see? How did it feel? Did you hear something? What did you hear? How did it make you feel? What did it feel like? How did you begin thinking about things once you felt that way? Right? Sometimes we get so discouraged or we get so upset, all of our thinking shifts and goes kind of downhill, okay? I want you to think about that. Now, when you feel this way, how does it affect your relationships with the people in your life? How does it affect your work performance? How does it affect the areas of your life that are most important to you when you feel that way, that depression, that you know, that discouragement, okay, that negativity? And I want you to imagine if you live the rest of your life like that, with moments like that around unseen corners. Because you never know when those moments of pain are going to pop up. You never know that picture is going to show up or something embarrassing is going to happen. Okay? But if the weight stays out of control, you can be sure that there's going to be some more moments like that probably. or you're going to become so desensitized from it that you're just not going to care anymore. And what is that going to lead to? Okay? So this is the mental thing you want to go through. Now, I'm bringing you through it one time. I want you to begin doing this to yourself, not all the time. You don't want to keep yourself in this place. But I want you to realize you can do this to yourself to create that feeling, that very sharp pain that the weight has caused. Okay? Now, what we're going to do is we are going to attach it to that behavior that you want to get rid of. So, if it's eating ice cream, if it's eating at night, if it's snacking throughout the day, I want you to pick that one specific behavior, that craving that is sabotaging you, right? I want you to think about that craving for that food that is sabotaging you and making it difficult to succeed. And I want you to close your eyes, and as you think about that food, what I want you to instantly do is shift and go back to that feeling. Go back to that feeling, that pain that you just felt. Because they're intertwined, aren't they? Right? One causes the other to a certain degree. Not totally, but it's a part of it. That craving, while in the moment seems pleasurable, ultimately creates that feeling, that pain within you. And you know this. You know it's a truth. Logically, you know it's a truth. You need to feel it emotionally. You need to feel it association-wise, unconsciously. Okay? So this is the behavior. This is what you're doing. You're thinking about this. So when you think of the craving, and then all of a sudden you go back to that moment when someone said something, you saw a picture, you go to the pain. Okay? Think about when you get that craving all of a sudden, and then switch it back into the pain. Think of that situation. You got to do this with your eyes closed, by the way. Okay? So I want you to think about the craving coming up, when it comes up, what time of day, where you are, what you think about, and then boom, cause your brain to think about that pain, that painful feeling. Now, you can attach different painful feelings to this craving if you want. Okay? We did one before, and I'll remind you, because it's a very powerful one, is to imagine yourself eating that food. Right? So say you get a craving for ice cream or a craving for candy, and all of a sudden what you can do is you can imagine yourself eating that food in front of a mirror naked on a scale, right? Watching yourself eat it, right in front of a mirror, watching yourself eating that food, each and every bite. It's going to change the way that you feel about that food. And that's what we're after. We want to change the feelings, not just the logic, because you already know what's good and bad for you. That's not what makes your decisions, okay? What makes your decisions is the emotional connection you have to these foods. And the problem is that most people, the emotion they have to the food is very positive, right? The first bites or eating it is very enjoyable. And then by the time they start to feel negative or depressed or guilty, that taste and all the rest of it's gone. So they're not connecting the two together. That's what we're doing here, simply. Okay? So do this. Practice this. Now that's one side of it. What makes this process work, this is just as important as the first part, is to come up with an alternative behavior. So if it's ice cream, for example, you need to also strategize a solution. If you're not going to eat ice cream in that situation, what are you going to do? And the options can range from, I'm going to drink a glass of water, to I'll eat frozen yogurt instead because at least it's better for me, or I'll eat ice cream but I'll only give myself one scoop, right? Again, you're experimenting with it. What works for you? What's comfortable? What is the thing that you can do long-term for the rest of your life? That's the question you're asking yourself, okay? And now, once you come up with that behavior, so let's say, just for example, the old craving you had is that you craved ice cream at night, okay? You did that work with it, right? You attach the negative pain to it. Now what you want to do is you come up with the alternative. So you say to yourself, well, if the craving comes up at night, I used to eat ice cream, what I would prefer to do is to eat frozen bananas, okay? It's like ice cream and it's similar, but it's a lot better for me, okay? So what you want to do now is you want to imagine eating that food. Now this is the thing. It may not taste as good as ice cream. Okay, so your alternative may not taste as good as the other food, but that's okay because it's got a lot of other pleasure in it that the other food did not. Because while you were eating the ice cream, on some unconscious level, you knew that you were feeling guilty, that you were kind of sabotaging yourself, that you were ruining your success. When you're eating something healthier, a better alternative for yourself, the taste might be a little bit lower, but there's a congruency there, knowing that you're on track, that you can feel good about this, right? That it's going to give you the body you want. And as you progress in your results, what's going to happen is it becomes a treat and you feel good, you finish it, you don't feel guilty, right? You feel happy with how you're behaving. It's all congruent with what you want to accomplish. And so to do that, it's pretty much the flip side. Instead of thinking about the pain, what we're going to think about is the pleasure. the long-term pleasure. So close your eyes for a moment, go 6 months into the future, and it's been 6 months of you eating well. 6 months of you with this new behavior. So the ice cream was replaced by a yogurt or a glass of water or bananas or whatever it was. Okay, whatever your desired behavior was going to be. And imagine in 6 months what the result in your body would be if you stuck with that. If that became the way that you ate. If every time you used to eat that old food, that old bad food, it became this new food. And that happened for 6 months. What do you believe would be different in your body? How do you think you would feel different about yourself, your energy levels, all of these things? Okay? So think about that. And now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine feeling that energy, feeling that success, feeling stepping on a scale, seeing it go down. Imagine your clothes fitting better. Looking at yourself in the mirror and feeling good about it. Are you walking into a social situation and feeling confident? And then imagine eating that food, that healthy food that you want to eat. Again, logically you know all this stuff, but you know at this point, I hope, that logic's not what determines our decisions. What determines the decisions we have are the emotional connections that we have to these behaviors, these foods, and we can manipulate them. Right? That's what every ad is trying to do to you. And what this process does is it gives you the power to do it to yourself. Okay? So imagine eating that healthy food and the ultimate end result of it. Right? Keep that clear in your mind. So when you think about eating that banana, you feel strong, you feel lean, you feel energized, you feel healthy. Okay? So this is the process. Now it's up to you to use it. Please use it. Logically it makes sense, you understand it, but it doesn't work until you actually do it. Now the beauty is, the more you do it, the more you can just naturally, just kind of in a moment, in an instant. Right? And so a negative craving comes up and you can go through this process. Right? You instantly tap into the pain and shift it over to the pleasure. Okay? That's the idea of this. And what happens eventually is it becomes automatic. You automatically start craving these healthier foods because you crave that energy, that congruency, that leanness, that happiness, that confidence. Okay? That's what you're after. So use this. Mess around with this week and I'll talk to you next week.